O Radha, O Krishna, please give me the shelter of your lotus feet. In the Bhagavatam, there is a nice prayer by Vritrasura, where he is praying to the Lord that just like the baby calves are very eager to drink the milk of the mother, just like the small birds are very eager that the parents come back to feed them, similarly I am very eager to be united with you. So chanting Hare Krishna means a prayer to be once again be united with Krishna in the mood of the servant. So once you chant with a longing, with a deep longing, a craving of the heart to be able to again be situated as a particle of dust at the lotus feet of the holy name, which is non-different from Radha, Vrindavan, Chandra. The meditation should be that as I am chanting the holy name, I am inviting Radha, Vrindavan, Chandra to again conquer the heart, conquer my mind, conquer my very existence, so that I can be completely absorbed in the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Shri Hari Nam Prabhu Ki Jai.
Let us offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire-fulfilling trees, oceans of mercy, and are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavandaki Vaishnava Thakur Srila Prabhupada ki.